ia ora ana, malo ni, malo elelei, talofa lava, nisam pulovinaka, pakalofa lahiatu.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Praise the Lord for the gift of this new day. And welcome again to all our beautiful listeners, wherever you may be. Today, the sun is not shining, but the good thing is it's not raining. So, welcome. Talohani. This is the Ama Pacifica Health Community Radio Program on Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Pero taloha atu, talofa lava, malo ilileni, zambulo vinaka, pakalofa lahi atu, kia ora ana. Kia ora tatu katoa, and warm Pacific greetings to you all. And this is Falifanga Malo Mele Mele Puka. I am your host and information presenter on Te Ama Pacifica Health Community Radio Program today. And of course, our purpose is to have a voice for Pacifica on air, dedicated specifically to raise awareness, to promote and enhance the quality of community-based services to all our Pacifica people and our community lying up right here in Aotearoa. So welcome again to you all, and it is time for Te Ama Talanoa. As we say, put the mat down on the floor, and we sit down and have a good talanoa. Praise the Lord for the gift of life. And before we continue on, e sa talofasi, I mamalu la te Pacifica, ele ne tai amatimofie, la mataina la te atropokalame, ele te talo e peo namasani lai. And as we do, we will open our program with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank you so much in Jesus' name. Thank you for the gift of life and the breath of life and for life itself. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have looked after us overnight and now you have woken us up, reminding ourselves that many people didn't wake up. And tonight will be somebody's last good night. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your protections and provisions. So please be with people who may be going through grieving time, losing their loved ones. And some may be experiencing suffering from COVID-19. Please, Lord, help them and heal them wherever they may be. Thank you also for the staff from our Planet FM 104.6. Pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, all the technicians and their families. And we thank you so much again for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Maybe more, and some nights I made my bed right on the floor. The enemy really tried to take me out, hit me with his dash and knocked me down. But I'm still standing after all I've been through. I survived it all, and it's because of you.
Horse.
Welcome back. This is Salof Balava. And our information continuation this morning. And we're going to share about brought back. Believe it or not, in January 1942, Russian Lieutenant Isov survived a 22,000-foot fall with a parachute from his badly damaged plane. He providentially fell on the edge of a ravine covered with snow, and because he struck it glancingly, lit as he landed, he was badly injured, but survived and eventually returned to his duties. Wow. An even more incredible escape happened to U.S. Flight Sergeant Al Kamade in 1944, when he jumped from his blazing bomber over Germany without a parachute. He fell 18,000 feet, but a fir tree broke the fall as he continued downward into a knee-high bank of snow. The damage? None. On July 9, 1960, Roger Wooder became the first person known to survive a plunge over Niagara Falls without a barrel. He and a friend were boating above the falls when the motor failed. A huge wave overturned the boat, throwing both into the swift current. Roger's companion vanished, while he, wearing a life jacket, was swept over the 162-foot precipice. The tourist boat made of the mist happened to be at the bottom of the falls. And the captain heard Roger cry, "Help!" A year later, Woodard accepted Christ as his savior and said, "I guess the Lord saved me the first time so that I could be saved the second time." David writes about the joyful return of God's people to Zion. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." Psalm 126, verse 1 and 2. Don't wait for a new death experience to return to God. The Lord welcomes you with joy. Perhaps it seems like a dream now, but when we walk into the New Jerusalem, we will surely sing, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." Verse 3. And the Bible text, "But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, thou therewith of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there." And that's from Nehemiah. Chapter 1, verse 9.
What do you think about Jesus? Give me Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus. He's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute. Looks like hope is lost. I call the name of Jesus.
Jesus. I got no food on my table, give me Jesus. I got no shoes on my feet, give me Jesus. No roof over my head, give me Jesus. No clothes on my body, give me Jesus. My parents are gone, give me Jesus. Friends forsake me, you give me Jesus. I got no money in my pocket, give me Jesus. Recession in the hill, you give me Jesus. World is living in fear, give me Jesus. He's my reason for living, he's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening. Every minute of the day, gotta have Jesus. He's my reason for living, he's my source of survival. Every minute of the day, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. I'm pressed on every side. Give me Jesus. I'm cast down. Give me Jesus. Perplexed on every side. Give me Jesus. I've been persecuted, but give me Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. Oh, you gotta give me Jesus. Jesus in the morning, yeah. Jesus in the evening, yeah. Jesus in the midnight. Gotta have Jesus. I gotta have Jesus. You give me Jesus. I give me Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Tala falava chiama Pacifica Hills to come back. Yorando Tatogato to continuing on with our information sharing this morning. Did Satan's kingdom called Babylon originate at the Tower of Babel? The Tower of Babel, spoken of in Genesis 11, was erected by the people of Shinar in opposition to God's instructions to fill the earth after the flood. The Lord promised there would never be another flood to destroy the world, but these rebellious people built a tower reaching to the heavens in disbelief. The name Babel means confusion in verse 9. And refers to God's intervention by confusing the languages of the people. The prophet Isaiah uses the kingdom of Babylon as the symbol of Satan, who was once a covering cherub in heaven named Lucifer. In describing the downfall of Lucifer, he writes, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations." Isaiah 14, verse 12. The book of Revelation most clearly uses the nation of Babylon as a symbol for Satan's reign. The origins of Satan's kingdom began with his rebellion in heaven, which ended in a war when he was cast out. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. So the great dragon was conquered. That serpents of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12, verse 7 to 9. This happened before the time of Babel's story. Certainly, the rebellious spirit of the people of Shinar and the same time proud spirit in the king of Babylon captured the interest of Satan's kingdom. From the beginning of Satan's sin, he has sought to exalt himself above God. His reign has sought false worship, and his purpose has been to take captive the Lord's people. Every soul on earth will finally line up on the side of either Jesus or Babylon. It is a matter of life and death. And our Bible kitchen. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city in a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And that was from Genesis chapter 11, verse
4. I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. This is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind.
gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. I need to tell you I'm undone because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. Desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. Touch my mouth with your hands. Oh, I wanna understand the meaning of your embrace.
get free now. Free, free. Free, 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 free. Free, free.
Honey, welcome back to the Pacifica House Radio. And again, we'll continue. And we're hearing about facts about Israel. The state of Israel has only 0.8% of the world population and is the world's 100th smallest country. Yet, they can claim the following amazing accomplishments. 24% of Israel's workforce holds university degrees and 12% hold advanced degrees. That's the highest ratio for its population in the world. Aside from the United States, Israel has the largest number of startup companies in the world. Israel's economy of $100 billion is larger than all of its immediate neighbors combined. Israel has the highest average standard of living in the Middle East, even exceeding that of the United Kingdom. Israel has the world's second highest number of new books per capita. Israel has the highest percentage in the world of home computers per capita. The cell phone was developed in Israel by Motorola. Israel is the only country in the world that entered the 21st century with a net gain in its number of trees. With an aerial arsenal of over 1,350 F-16 jets, Israel has the largest fleet of fighter aircraft outside of the United States. Relative to its population, Israel is the largest immigrant global nation on earth. Israel has more museums per capita than any other country in the world. It would certainly seem that God is blessing this little country. But why then is this unique nation so embattled? What will the end result be of the nation? Christ wept over Jerusalem and foretold their future. God has not rejected individuals of Jewish descent, but the Lord has turned away from Israel as his representative nation. Yet the tears of Christ when he wept over Jerusalem are tears he weeps for you and me if we will not turn to him. Bible text. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth the chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, and ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And that is from Matthew chapter 22, 37 to 39.
Valentine's.
Tama Pacifica Health Movement, Beth, Lalohani, Malu Lava. Continuing on, what are the tools of Revelation 13, verse 11? That's a deep question, and my answer will assume you have some familiarity with Revelation symbols. The first beast arose out of the sea, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. The four beasts representing nations of Daniel 7 also arose from the sea, verse 3. Since the sea represents peoples and nations, see Revelation 13, 1 and 17, 1, 2 and 8. Earth could reasonably be assumed to represent a sparsely settled region. The nation thus represented by the beast of Revelation 13, 11 would therefore develop into greatness in a region of few inhabitants. Commentators have seen in this second beast a symbol of the United States of America. This power accurately fulfills the specifications of the prophecy. The United States declared independence in 1776, established its constitution in 1787, and was fully recognized as a world power by the time the first beast was going into captivity in 1798. The United States grew rapidly in prominence and power. The nation arose not in the old world with its teeming population, but in the new world with its relatively few inhabitants. The two horns could be taken to represent the two notable features of the American system of government: civil and religious liberty, both of which are guaranteed in its constitution. Since the horns had no crowns, republicanism is represented instead of a monarchy. So the new nation's civil liberty found expression in a republican form of government, while the religious liberty found expression largely in the Protestant system. The lamb-like horns symbolize a young, innocent, and peaceful nation. The United States established certain freedoms, including the freedom of religion. People could worship as they would without government interference or control. The government is supposed to uphold the right, but eventually the beast begins to speak like a dragon. In the end times, the United States, spurning the ideals of its own constitution, will play a pivotal role in forcing people to worship against conscience or pay consequences. And I would take, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Revelation 13, verse 11.
Here with you, here's what I'm gonna do, until you be true.
Welcome back, your beautiful listeners. Jam Pacifica Health continue on. And time processes of Daniel and Revelation. The Jews accepted God's word, but rejected the Messiah. Christians accepted the Messiah, but most reject God's law. There are only two classes in the world today, and only two classes will be recognized in the judgment. Those who value God's law and those who obey it. Christ gives the test by which to prove our loyalty or disloyalty. If you love me, he says, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He that loveth me, not keeping not my saying, and the word which he hears is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John chapter 14, 15 to 24, and 15, and Colossians 2, 8, 3.3. And to our beautiful listeners, we have come to the end of our information sharing this morning. And I want to praise God for all of you that are able to listen. And I can only pray that the information that has been shared out, that will give us sometimes to think about the gift of life that God has granted to us each day of our lives. And as we continue on, and Tiama Pacifica will begin again next week at the same time, Tiama Pacifica House radio program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. So right now, we wish you God's blessing and looking forward for next week. Take care, look after yourself. Until then, God bless you all. Tiama Pacifica House, this is Falefan Walon Nelemi Lepuka, saying goodbye for now and God bless you.